with this crowd noise. Bill, how do you simulate the crowd noise when you're playing these guys?
Well, I'll tell you, Peyton, the crowd noise there at Arrowhead wasn't as bad as it was when you guys piped in music at the RCA Dome.
Okay.
And then when the music skipped, and then when the crowd noise skipped, then that's how we knew we were pumping it in.
Bill Belichick on the Manning Cast. I enjoyed that comment, by the way. But as they said on the midday show, glass houses, Bill. Come on.
I didn't watch it live, and it cuts off the clips I've seen.
Yeah.
But doesn't Manning have to say, yeah, kind of like our headsets used to cut out at Gillette, and we were hearing the radio broadcast.
Headsets cut out, taping the sidelines.
Oh, there's a lot of
letting air out of the balls.
whatever
they were doing to the Bengals that one week. Remember when they had the guy shooting the sideline, and they're like, oh, yeah, it's for B-roll, no big deal.
Or that was nothing.
I'm sure it was.
I stand with my peeps at Kraft Sports Production.
No, okay. All right. Well, either way, it was shady, and they've done a lot of shady stuff, and I just think that's it's a very brave card for Bill Belichick to play. Let's put it that way. And I didn't hear the rest of it. I don't think Manning zinged him back. I think if he did, we would have heard that. That clip would have made the rounds as well. But Bill Belichick certainly, easing into his role over there as part of that Manning cast. I didn't watch all of the game, and I really often forget that the Manning cast is even on until I start seeing the clips. It was a good game last night. It was another good win for the Chiefs. We're now 5-0, but I was surprised that Bill went down that road at all.
Yeah.
Like, why would you want to remind people about that sort of thing, you know?
Because he probably wasn't thinking from your side of the street, and he's trying to be funny. He's trying to be affable. He's trying to, and that's an opportunity. And, I mean, by all accounts, it did happen. They did pump noise. That's the loudest place I've ever been. Mm-hmm. I can tell you that.
Didn't Atlanta do that, too?
I believe Atlanta Atlanta actually got in trouble. I don't think the Colts ever got in trouble.
Interesting.
I think Atlanta actually got in trouble for doing some things with the audio and the indoors and the whole thing. But you're right. I mean, he probably should walk softly there while throwing bombs. Although, does he care?
If he wants to coach again.
I mean, but it's all out there. Those are all on the record.
There,
he's lost first-round picks and $250,000 and various things.
Just as much as anybody else, have talked about the shifting perception of Bill Belichick and how now that he's been doing all this media stuff, people might look at him differently than they did after a 4-win season. But then all of a sudden, you bring up the 4 wins, you bring up the cheating scandals, you bring up whatever else you want to bring up. The perception is as important as you say it is, and I also agree. I think the perception is important here, and no one was interested in him when 8 teams could have had him, and I think that is something that may not carry over. We'll see, but yeah, listen, he doesn't seem to care. He's in there. He's bebopping and scatting, to quote George Costanza.
Because he's probably making $1 million a show or something.
Yeah.
There's probably some stupid amount of money being pumped in his bank account when he does that couple hours worth of work on Zoom from his freaking chair. I actually thought the most hypocritical or tone-deaf thing was, I don't know if you saw the clip where they had something happen with Kelsey, so they immediately cut to Taylor Swift for an extended period of time.
Right.
And he almost like grunted and was annoyed by it. And I was like,
too old for him.
He just had a Taylor Swift sweatshirt on and his girlfriend's photo, you fraud.
It's a good point.
Don't pretend you're not a Swiftie.
Right.
Your girlfriend told you to put the sweatshirt on and you put it on.
Mm-hmm.
So
now
you're mad that they're putting Swift on the TV screen? Jeez.
I didn't even think of that. That's a good
point. Talk about not seeing things from all angles.
He was wearing the sweatshirt, you know what, and now you're upset what she's on too much?
Right.
Oh, sorry, is the pretty blonde girl, the pretty blonde billionaire on TV too much during the football game? Like,
jeez.
Oh, geez, what a terrible thing. I get so annoyed by people who pretend to be outraged by that. It's like, shut up. This hot woman's on TV? Oh, that's terrible.
Plus, whether she's hot or not, it doesn't take away anything from the game.
No, it certainly doesn't.
Literally nothing. It's in between plays. It's a cutaway. They use them. Cut away from the game.
And she's the most famous person in the world,
too,
by the way.
And they always put a woman on. I watch many football games. They often find attractive women in the crowd, generally just a random woman who some creep cameraman spotted from like 300 feet away in some section.
Yeah.
But the reality is they cut away.
Or what's his name picked out of the crowd? What the hell is it? Who picked out AJ McCarron's girlfriend?
Musburger.
Thank you. I couldn't think of Musburger.
And she's never just like sitting around. Every time they show her, she is like into it.
She's
which I laughed at. There was one last night where Kelsey caught a 6-yard pass, and she like jumped up and was, and I was like, It's a six-yard pass. He's a Hall of Fame tight end. You're getting excited over a six-yard pass?
He's not having a good season, Andy. I don't know.
He actually bounced back last night.
Last night he was good. They were feeding him. He took one hit. They gave him this little shovel pass on like the red zone. You remember this? And he ran in. He got gang tackled.
It was
like,
by the guy who got the pick.
Yeah.
That big defensive lineman for the Saints
which
got the pick. He was the one
awesome,
who hit him.
By the way, that fat guy interception. Not since the days of Will Fork Island have we seen something like that.
That was rooting for him to go the whole way.
I know. He was rumbling that guy.
But Kelsey also had that throwback.
Yes.
Almost a little spin on the play you liked from Alex Van Pelt, the one play you've liked from Alex Van Pelt
the
all year.
One, yeah.
The
handoff on the touchdown later on to Worthy.
Yeah, they're getting their mojo a little bit, I feel like. I think they're finding their way,
which
is nice to find your way at 5-0.
Yeah.
Not a bad place to find your way.
Good time to do it. While we're on the subject of the Mannings, can I tell you one thing I am very tired of?
The Mannings.
Peyton Manning.
Oh, that commercial?
Peyton Manning commercial.
Like it? You're a hater.
I hate that commercial. I seriously hate it. There's certain things, like ads or whatever, the promo, things that come on that instantly, like, I have to shut it off. Or I have to, like, mute it.
You don't
or
like
I have Peyton to do something.
Manning?
Peyton Manning has become that for me.
Wow.
And I just, it's whatever. And when he's like, Peyton. And then at the end, he says it again, and it's just like, shut up. He used to have funny ads. Peyton Manning used to have funny ads. That's why it offends me. Peyton Manning used to have very funny ads. Those old DirecTV ads, those were great, where he had the mustache and he's like laser rocking out. Like, those were funny. Peyton Manning, I think, is generally among athletes who have tried to not really cross over into acting, but who have done a lot of commercial work and acting work like that. Manning's probably at the top. I don't know. There's too many people that
are
better than him. Peyton Manning is offensive. It's offensively bad.
Wow. I mean, he's going to be due for a bad one.
Yeah.
What do you think of all the Tostitos with Gronk and Edelman and Brady?
Those aren't
all home runs.
Those are okay. I liked them better than Peyton Manning.
Did you hate the remember the old Discover commercial, Frog Protection? Fraud Protection? Are you saying fraud protection?
Did not care for that one either.
So you have a thing
for those homonyms?
You have a thing for homonyms?
Sometimes.
Whatever.
When they're lazy like that, yeah, because that's pretty lazy.
And that's not his fault. That's the writers and the people that built the commercial.
I bet you I wouldn't be shocked if he pitched that.
There is no chance.
Peyton Manning.
Wow, you really are a hater.
Because I'm painting. You know?
Just earned some points with Patriot Nation because you're like hating on Peyton Manning.
I don't hate Peyton Manning. I just hate
He's one of us that are.
I hate that commercial.
He hates Manning.
Like
I've always hated Manning.
I just went on about how funny he is. I love Peyton Manning's funny.
But you're
back. Just that commercial sucks.
Play to your audience.
By the way, Robert Saleh is out in New York. We just talked to Ross Tucker about it a little bit real quick before we switch gears for the Bruins here. Belichick to the Jets. They've already said that they're D coordinator, I think,
yes,
is going to take over
Jeff
as the head
Ulbrich.
Coach. Which, by the way, if we can get a picture of him up on Twitch, this guy Ulbrich looks like every single guy I've ever seen from Gloucester. Everybody from Gloucester looks like this guy.
Seems offensive.
And that's not offensive. It's true. He looks like every single guy.
It's not offensive if it's true.
Right, but it's not offensive. Like what? Like being from Gloucester is not a bad thing.
He definitely looks like he was in the perfect storm.
Right? Doesn't he look like an old fisherman?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
it's
yeah,
exactly
absolutely.
What he looks like. So that's interesting. Big boon for the town of Gloucester.
And he's another ex-linebacker, right? Head coach?
Yep, former linebacker.
Yeah. That sounds about right.
He played for San Francisco.
So now we have at least...
So it's not going to be too different.
We have at least... Four linebackers who are now head coaches with him, Mayo, D'Amico Ryans, and Antonio Pierce. Huh. Wouldn't have thought that. I guess middle linebackers, they're the quarterback of the defense, so they know everything. It's just interesting trend.
By the way, a texter in the 401 says, you're criticizing people who don't like seeing Taylor Swift. You're complaining about a 30-second commercial. That's true, I am. The 30-second commercial is on more than Taylor Swift is. Taylor Swift is like once a week, one game. That freaking commercial is on every game, every network, all the time. Peyton Manning, and I'm tired of it.
You know what you need to do, Arcan?
What? Thank you, Stiz. Thank you. I'll try and do that. All right. 617-779-7937. There's your phone number. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, Jeremy Swayman signed Bruins play tonight. We'll get into all of that. We'll talk to Scott McLaughlin. It's all coming up in the 3 o'clock hour.